Oh, allow me to greet you, ladies and gentlemen, Your Excellency, Secretary General. I am extremely honored to underscore with gratitude this visit, which is extremely important for our country, the manifestation of solidarity and support to our country. Thank you very much one more time for your visit to Georgia today. I have met Secretary General. We have looked at the wide spectrum of different issues. We have conversed at the Georgia's Euro-Atlantic integration and also the tenure of the implementation of substantial package. And I can absolutely outright say that the implementation of the package is running in a very proper manner. And the training and excellence center we are going to inaugurate very shortly, this is another testament to that. The activities of the center will by no means will be directed against our any neighbor. Just on the contrary, it will be serving the strengthening of stability and peace by its contents and function. This center will further the fast international peace, which will be very essential for our soldiers for raising their qualification. We have also deliberated within the framework of Warsaw Summit to ready and properly ready the issues of related to Georgia and the steps to be undertaken. We have also discussed the events unfolding within the country, and in a detailed manner we have considered the attainments of Georgia in terms of realization of the reforms. I have also conveyed to the Secretary General on the status within the occupied territories and on the steps which are pragmatic and constructive in that direction. One more time, with hearty gratitude, I would like to emphasize the necessity to protect the territorial integrity and his support voiced in terms of the resurrection of territorial integrity. Georgia, one more time, I would like to render my gratitude for Secretary General for his high estimation in terms of the Georgian soldiers and Georgian military's participation in Afghanistan mission. One more time, salute, and please accept my gratitude.
Prime Minister Garibashvili, it's a great honor and pleasure to be here in Georgia and to visit you. And this is my first visit to Georgia as Secretary General of NATO. And the visit is a sign and an expression of the strong support and the solidarity we are showing to Georgia, and I appreciate this opportunity to meet with you, with your defense and your foreign minister, and also to open and inaugurate the joint training and evaluation center later on today. We have just had a wide-ranging discussions on our close partnership, your reform path, and the security situation in the region. Georgia is a strong and reliable contributor to our shared security. Your troops have stood shoulder to shoulder with NATO for many years. Georgia is now the second largest contributor to our rescue support mission in Afghanistan. I know this has meant real sacrifice for many Georgian soldiers and their families. We honor their sacrifice and we are grateful for their service. Our cooperation over so many years has also helped Georgian forces to become more capable and better able to work together with NATO allies than ever before. Today, we will deepen our cooperation even further. The inauguration of the Joint Training and Evaluation Center will be a significant step deepening further our close cooperation. It will help make Georgia and Georgian forces even more capable and more modern. And it will also strengthen cooperation between NATO and partner nations to contribute to international peace and security. So the substantial NATO-Georgia package that we agreed together last year is now delivering tangible results. We just conducted our first NATO exercise in Georgia with allies and partner countries. Allied experts are working intensively with the Ministry of Defense to support your country's defense reform. So there is more Georgia in NATO and more NATO in Georgia. All the commitments we have made together are on track and on time. And all these efforts help Georgia to move closer to your aspiration of NATO membership. Georgia has the necessary tools to continue to move forward towards membership. And you are making use of them. Euro-Atlantic integration is not an easy road. It takes time, determined efforts, and real change. I know that the Georgian people and the government of Georgia remain committed to this path. We follow closely your reforms, including of the judiciary system. I welcome the remarkable progress you have made, and I look forward to continued progress, also when it comes to constitutional and electoral reforms. As you undertake these challenging reforms, we will continue to support you. NATO counts on Georgia, and Georgia can count on NATO. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Public broadcaster Ketevan Kardava, Secretary General, you have mentioned that Georgia has all the mechanisms to become a future member of NATO. The huge interest is related to Warsaw Summit and the issue of MAP, bearing in mind that every aspirant country possesses MAP. We quite well are aware that it is a bit premature to speak about Warsaw Summit. But what is the disposition, what is the attitude within NATO that the progress with Georgia attained to be reflected within in the course of the Warsaw Summit? And the question goes to the Prime Minister. The Russian side very often underscored their negative position towards the training and evaluation center. What do you anticipate? Do you anticipate some aggressive step on the Russian side? And whether the Georgian government stands ready to face this threat?
I cannot prejudge the conclusions and the decisions which are going to be taken at the NATO summit in Warsaw next year. But what I can say is that Georgia already has the necessary tools to make progress towards a membership. And that's actually what we are seeing. We see that you are making progress when it comes to the reform path, and I welcome that. Reform of your political system, judiciary system, and I see that there's more work to do, but I'm very inspired and encouraged by the progress we have seen, and I think that the government is really committed, the government of Georgia is really committed to taking this reform path forward. Second, I see that we also are making progress together by increased NATO presence in Georgia. We have the National Annual Program, we have the NATO Georgia Commission, we have the substantial NATO Georgia package, and we have more NATO exercises, more NATO presence in Georgia. And today we are going to inaugurate the joint training center, which is the first important step when it comes to building up this center to something which is really substantial, with different sites and range all over Georgia, and it just contributes to the real progress we are making together in Georgia by increasing NATO presence in Georgia. So there is more Georgia in NATO and more NATO in Georgia. These are real progress, and it is important for Georgia as such, but it's also, of course, a way to move forward towards membership.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question. As that concerns the training and evaluation center, which is about to be inaugurated today. And to field your question, I want to state that this center, by its form and content, is by no means aimed against any country. This is the joint training and evaluation center, which will be set up for our militaries, for raising and elevating their qualification level. And one more time, allow me to strongly emphasize that this cannot be perceived as a center aimed against any country. Just conversely, I reckon that this center will give us a hand to further strengthen Georgian armed forces, which by all means will be conducive to the strengthening of regional stability in our country. And allow me to underscore that our government is proceeding with pragmatic policy related to our neighboring country, including Russia. We are continuing the dialogue. We have the dialogue on the issues of trade, and we are aspiring to retain this pragmatic approach. But it goes without saying that this center is not against any other country. And we have already aggregated this experience, our Sachkhere base, mountainous center, which has been quiet, properly operating. And it will be another center which will contribute into the strengthening of our armed forces. Thank you very much.